Hello and welcome to the 9th episode of Electric Myth, a new podcast by BMW and hosted by myself, Tommy, who a tech reviewer. I review cars as well, and I'm joined by my co-host, Charlie.
Hi, folks. I'm Charlie. I'm a racing driver, and I'm very excited to be sat next to Tommy right now in BMW Welt.
It's an amazing place, and every time I come here, I'm always excited to be here because you just never know what cars you're going to see that you haven't seen on the roads yet. So, like, for example, this one we sat in, the iX M60, I haven't seen it yet on the main road. So being in one, seeing one here is actually quite amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty plush place to sit and host a podcast. We won't be doing carpool karaoke for you today, though, I'm sorry to say. Although we have one episode left.
Why do you think I'm here? I'm here for the carpool karaoke.
I think BMW might have hired the wrong people. That was what they had in mind.
Right. In this episode, we're going to be looking at we're going to be bringing everything together slowly that we've been speaking about so far. And I think for this one, it's quite important to us. It's close to my heart because we're talking about EVs basically just a stopgap in the whole process of CO2 emission, climate change, and, you know, the world as we know it. What do you think?
I mean, the thing is, there are so many different sides to this. We've crunched so many facts. We've looked at so many myths. And, you know, what we do know is that there is a lot of skepticism out there between people who have listened to this podcast and learned a lot along this journey with us. But what we really have come to appreciate, I think, is that whatever we do, we have to do something about how we tackle the environment. And the only way that's going to happen in terms of reducing emissions drastically is if we get away from fossil fuels. And electric cars are a really important piece of technology that we have at our, you know, in our grasp right now that we can use to do this.
I love the way you put the whole thing there. I think that's a great summary. You know, there's a lot of skepticism, as you said, things like range, you know, how long it takes to charge, you know, does it overload the grid, etc. But actually, when we look at the broader effects that it has on our climate, because look how many cars we have on the road running combustion engine, all the tailpipe emission that's going on. Rather than looking at it as a stopping gap or stop gaps rather, we should look at it as a solution in the right direction. That's the way that I'm trying to look at it, because if we just, like you said, bury your head in the sand and just go, okay, maybe when e-fuel comes along or some other form of technology comes along, we'll make the switch. That's the wrong direction. We've got this right now, and this is the best way to start tackling that issue that we have.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have the luxury of time to sit and do nothing. And this is something that exists right now. And we, you know, let's be honest, it's not like it's a terrible solution, is it? I mean, you know, driving an EV, we summed it up pretty well in the last few episodes. It's a pretty fun thing to do.
Absolutely. And according to BMW's CEO, Mr. Zips himself, he talks about, you know, 1 in 5 cars this year alone will be EVs. And then moving on along as the years go by, we're looking at up to 1 in 3 cars. It's going to be EVs on the road.
By 2026?
Absolutely, which is literally however many years. What are we in now? 2023? So, for 3 years' time, we're going to see more EVs on the road, which is a great sign of, you know, electric vehicle uptake. More and more people are understanding it. And if you still haven't really decided yet, I hope, you know, 9 episodes in, it's encouraging you to start looking into EVs and all its advantages that it brings.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot going through this podcast. And the thing is, you know, when people say stopgap, there are various options that we have right now. Like, you know, as well as, it's worth saying, you know, as well as EVs, we have petrol hybrid electric cars. And we also have fuel cell cars, like hydrogen cars, which are, you know, it's probably slightly lesser known technology. But, you know, between that range, we have a variety of options. This is part of a journey of exploring where that technology goes and how it develops. Yeah. But certainly it feels like right now, you know, electric vehicles, this is the most established technology that we have, which is becoming more and more accessible for people. And, you know, it's a really important part of how we're going to tackle the climate change problems.
Absolutely. And I think EVs are becoming more and more excited. I remember when they first started coming to market and you can really find one that looks good or like, you know, feels nice to sit inside. But look at what we have here, for example, they're getting better and better and better. And in fact, nowadays when I travel or, you know, get a taxi, I get so excited to be in an EV when I get picked up in one.
Yeah, actually, that's true. You know, I think I've had that more and more. I'm getting picked up in EVs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely.
And I think it's something by 2035, you know, they predict there'll be around 70 million EVs on the road.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously the government legislations as well, which means by 2035, all you'll be able to get will be EVs, right?
Yeah, or in England, in fact, it's going to be even less.
Sooner than that.
Is it 2030?
Around that time, yeah, which is not, for me, it's not a bad thing. I'm looking forward to everyone enjoying the joys of EVs.
Yeah, EV ownership. It's, I mean, you know, that's the reality, is it? We don't really have any other option.
Right.
But it's like, what a great option to have.
Right. Right. So tell me, Charlie, if you were sat in a pub or wherever and someone asked, are EVs just a stopgap? What would be your reply?
I'd say no, they're not. I'd say they're actually a really effective solution to doing something on an individual level. You know, I think about climate change, and I'm sure a lot of people feel this, is that sometimes, you know, you think, wow, there's so much happening, and what role do I play as, you know, as a single person in this whole challenge that we have to tackle in society? And I think you try and boil it down to what can I do? Well, I can, you know, I can use less plastic, I can drink out of a water bottle, I can own an EV, I can run an EV. That's an immediate thing you can do that gives you a real, that exact feel-good vibe that you're talking about, you know, driving around in a car, you know, is producing zero emissions. And that to me, is that a stopgap? No, that to me feels like a solution.
Amazing. See what I did there? I tricked you into doing the summary for me, which is perfect. I think like you've positioned it really well. And that's exactly the answer there. That's the myth that's just been busted there for you guys. As always, make sure you check out the other episodes in this series. And there'll be, I think there's one more to go or so. But either way, make sure you check it all out. And I hope that you guys learn a thing or two. And make sure you like, subscribe it, share it with other people who need to learn as well. And we shall see you guys in the next one.